Hello, Awei Islanders. Did you know our episodes have been downloaded more than 3 million times? We're so thankful to have listeners and fans all over the world, in the US and Canada, in Australia and New Zealand, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, in India, South Africa, Japan, and more. We'd love to know where you're listening from. You can ask a grown-up to help you tell us. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. And now, let's relax with our new story.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awei Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awei Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awei Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head, like a pillow, as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Wobbly Wheelbarrow. A flicker of light rolled through the opening below the red shed doors. The little wheelbarrow smiled as light traveled up, up, up between the doors, finally spilling through the window. It was morning. Wanda the wheelbarrow loved watching the sun rise. She wondered what she might do today. Would she help a new tree find a home? Would she help make a new bed for some colorful flowers? Maybe she would help make a garden. Her mind raced with the possibilities. She needed to calm herself. So Wanda took a deep dragon breath, in and out. That felt better. The little wheelbarrow felt a bit calmer. Then she heard the doors squeak. Someone was coming. The little orange wheelbarrow could hardly wait for the door to open. Sunshine flooded into the shed. As Wanda grew accustomed to the light, she noticed a little boy and a girl standing there. "What should we do today?" the girl asked the boy. "I don't know, Mia," he replied. "I was thinking about the garden and what we would need to get started." "Oh, I know what we need," Mia danced as she talked. "We need a wheelbarrow to carry stuff." With that, she pointed to Wanda. The little wheelbarrow decided she liked her. "That's a good idea, Mia," the boy said. "You can push the wheelbarrow out of the shed, and I'll grab some food for the plants, a hose, and tools." "Okay, Max," Mia said excitedly as she twirled over to Wanda. Once Mia was behind the little wheelbarrow, she tried to push Wanda from her spot. Wanda had a difficult time rolling forward. That was odd. Usually, the little wheelbarrow just glided across the ground, especially when it was paved. The little girl gave her a big, strong push, and Wanda moved forward. Now she knew what the problem was. The little wheelbarrow looked down. Her wheel wobbled back and forth, and her tire was flat. Wanda struggled with each push to bring herself forward. Then the little girl stopped and said to herself, "I don't think this is right. I think you should be able to move better than that." Mia looked at Wanda carefully and spotted the flat tire. "I see what the problem is. You just need some air in your tire. I'll be right back." Mia hurried off, while the little wheelbarrow wondered what she would do to help. Wanda felt her worries start. She really wanted to help the kids with the garden and worried that Mia would put her back in the shed if she couldn't roll. The little wheelbarrow took a deep dragon breath. In and out. Calming once more. Mia hurried back with a little pump. She patted the wheelbarrow and said, "This should do it." Before Wanda knew it, the little girl had filled her tire with air. "Now I'm sure you'll roll beautifully," Mia said, smiling. She hurried to give the little wheelbarrow a push. This time, Wanda rolled forward with ease. Wanda hoped that her wobble was fixed too. "That's better," Mia said, smiling as she started to push the little wheelbarrow over to her brother. Mia was almost to her brother when the wheelbarrow wobbled. "What's happening now?" she asked, looking at the wheel again. "What's going on?" Max asked as Mia gently moved the wheel. "I think her wheel is a bit loose. I need to tighten it. Then we'll be all set," Mia replied as she hurried off to get some tools. Wanda sighed in relief. The kids were taking care of her, and she would still be able to help with the garden. Max gently moved the wheelbarrow on her side so that Mia could get to the wobbly wheel. Wanda felt a little uncomfortable lying on her side. Thinking about how Mia had helped her once already made her feel better. The wheelbarrow saw Mia skipping towards her and smiled. everything would be fine. In no time, Mia had Wanda's wheel tightened. They tipped her back up. Then Max started to put the materials into the wheelbarrow. Mia said, "Wait, Max. I want to see if she's rolling better now." Mia rolled Wanda forward and back, and then zigzagged with her across the lawn and back to Max. "She's ready to go," Mia announced. "Great. We really need to head to the garden and get started. I'll let Mom know we'll be at the park," Max said as he added the plant food, the hose, and tools to the wheelbarrow. He hurried into the house and then right back out again. "Let's go," he said with a smile. Max and Mia took turns pushing the little wheelbarrow to the community garden. Wanda looked around in amazement. She felt excited to be part of this garden project. The little wheelbarrow had never seen animals and kids working together. Wanda watched as chickens busily pulled out the weeds and nibbled on the pests. Max and Mia added plant food to the earth and watered the thirsty little plants. As they did, earthworms traveled up, down, and around in the soil, creating space for the plants to grow. They smiled at the little wheelbarrow every time they popped out of the soil. Wanda felt proud that she had helped a little bit too. The little wheelbarrow smiled as she saw Max collect their tools. It was time to go home, and she felt a little tired. Mia finished watering and then brought the hose over to Wanda. Wanda just needed to carry the garden tools back home, and then she could rest. They rolled back home smoothly. Mia opened the red shed doors up again. Max took the garden tools out and put them away, while Mia gently rolled Wanda back into her spot. "Thank you for helping us carry the garden tools today. You were a big help." With that, Mia stepped out of the shed. The shed grew darker as Mia closed the doors. Wanda yawned and settled into her spot. The little wheelbarrow stretched and relaxed into a slender sunbeam, feeling cozy and warm. Then she thought of all she had to be grateful for. Wanda felt grateful her tire had air and her little wobble was fixed. She was happy she had contributed to the community garden. Most of all, the little wheelbarrow felt thankful to be able to help Mia and Max. Wanda squeezed herself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little wheelbarrow took another deep dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then And she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Wanda fell asleep, imagining helping Max and Mia with another trip to the lovely garden. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.